Grayscale turns staking into an ETF dividend as yields face cuts. Grayscale has reframed crypto staking as something a traditional income investor recognizes, a dividend. In SEC filings dated July 17th, the asset manager said its Ethereum and Solana staking ETFs would convert on-chain staking rewards into cash distributions paid to fund holders, according to reporting by CryptoSlate. That structure lands at an awkward moment. Ethereum and Solana developers are both weighing changes that would reduce network issuance, which is the source of the rewards being packaged. The timing sets up a direct tension between two groups that rarely sit at the same table. Fund issuers want a predictable, quotable yield to sell to institutions. Core protocol contributors want issuance low enough to keep the token sound and the validator set healthy. Those goals point in opposite directions. The mechanics of a cash distribution A staking ETF holds the underlying asset, delegates it to validators, and earns protocol rewards paid in that same asset. Grayscale's filings describe passing those rewards to shareholders as cash rather than compounding them back into the position. For an institution, that converts a crypto-native concept into a familiar line item: periodic income, reportable and taxable like a distribution from any other fund. Staking rewards are not fixed. On Ethereum, the issuance rate falls as more ETH is staked, so the yield a validator earns drifts with total participation. On Solana, issuance follows a disinflation schedule that steps down over time toward a floor. A cash distribution built on top of that base is only as stable as the base itself, and the base is designed to move. As of August 16, 2026, ETH traded near $1,879 in SOL, near $75 per CoinMarketCap data. Both were down on the week, roughly 2% and 1.5% respectively, with the Fear and Greed Index at 37, in fear territory. Neither price reflected a distinct reaction to the filings, which is consistent with a structural story rather than a market-moving event. Protocols debating less issuance, the pressure Grayscale is packaging around, already has a counterforce inside each network. Ethereum researchers have spent more than a year debating whether to reduce the issuance curve, partly out of concern that too high a staking ratio pulls ETH out of general use and into validator lockups. Any cut to issuance lowers the reward rate a staking product can advertise. Solana has its own version of the argument. A governance proposal earlier in the protocol's history, SIMD-0228, sought to make issuance responsive to how much SOL is staked, rather than following a fixed schedule. It was rejected, but the underlying question, whether the network overpays for security, keeps returning. Every time it does, it puts a question mark next to the yield an ETF is trying to promise. That is the squeeze. Wall Street is standardizing a payout. At the same moment, the people who set monetary policy for these chains are discussing whether the payout is too generous. A fund built to distribute staking income has little say over the issuance schedule that funds it. Institutional demand meets protocol control. The deeper issue is who controls the incentive. Staking yield exists to pay validators for securing the network. It was never designed as an income stream for a passive fund holder. When a large issuer wraps that yield and sells it as a dividend, it creates a constituency with a financial interest in keeping issuance high, even if the network would be healthier with less. Protocol governance still sits with validators, researchers, and token holders who vote on-chain or coordinate through improvement proposals. An ETF holder has no direct vote on issuance. If Ethereum or Solana cuts rewards, distributions shrink and the fund adjusts. But the fund cannot lobby a smart contract. That asymmetry is the point worth watching. Institutional capital can amplify a narrative around staking yield without gaining any control over the parameter that sets it. For anyone who stakes directly or spends from a yield-bearing balance, the mechanics are the same either way. A staking or yield card that pays rewards from network issuance carries the same exposure to an issuance cut as a fund does. The difference is that a self-directed staker keeps the governance stake and the flexibility to move. A fund holder trades that away for a cash line item and a familiar tax form. The trade-off buyers are accepting an income-focused ETF removes the operational work of running or delegating to validators and turns a variable on-chain reward into scheduled cash. That convenience is real. It also locks the buyer into whatever issuance decision the protocol makes next, with no lever to pull if the yield thesis erodes. Grayscale's filings are with the SEC and describe intended structure, not a finalized launched product with a fixed distribution history. The staking rate underneath is set by protocol rules that both Ethereum and Solana are actively debating. A dividend is only durable if the cash flow behind it is. And in this case, the cash flow is a policy variable that a separate group of people controls.